The details on the investigation that exonerated Chris Leonards of workplace harassment were released today. Leonards is the first woman to ever run Grand Canyon and was hired to stop a long-term pattern of sexual harassment there. As Nate Hedgie reports, tackling that problem may have led to the now-debunked complaints against her.
When Chris Leonards first arrived at Grand Canyon in the summer of 2016, the park was in dire straits.
Allegations of sexual harassment among some Grand Canyon River employees.
Report found they preyed on female colleagues, pressuring them for sex.
Federal investigators have found dozens of instances of sexual harassment among park employees there going back 15 years. The scandal made national headlines, eventually leading to a congressional hearing and the ouster of Grand Canyon's then superintendent, Dave Uberaga. Leonards was his replacement. Here she is speaking with reporters shortly after she was hired.
Grand Canyon is a place that will lead the National Park Service through making sure our organization and this park are inclusive, respectful, and embrace diversity.
Leonards was a veteran of the National Park Service and the Environmental Protection Agency, but this was arguably the most high-profile job of her career.
It's like being mayor of a small town.
That's Leonards' friend and former colleague at Grand Canyon, Martha Hahn.
It's just a really big job.
And Hahn would know. She spent years working in the upper ranks of the Interior Department before finishing her career at Grand Canyon. Hahn left the park shortly after the stories of boozy, sex-filled parties down at the Colorado River became public. She says that culture had persisted for years. She recalls watching river rafting guides get drunk on the job.
They would be drinking beer, and then they'd bring out the hard liquor once they got to camp, and then they'd stay up all night. And then in the morning, we're all ready to go, and half of them could hardly function.
According to federal investigators, some of those drunken parties led to demands for sex among park employees. But back then, management brushed the allegations aside or tried to deal with them internally. Chris Leonards was different. The former and current park employees I spoke with said she addressed the problem head on. Hahn says Leonards began her tenure by really listening.
When you speak with her, you feel like you've known her forever and she's your best friend. I mean, that's how comfortable she makes you feel.
And she says that listening translated into action. Leonards forced out some employees and created a team tasked with understanding and stopping the cycles of abuse and discrimination at the park. And Hahn says Leonards didn't just stop at sexual harassment.
She's also very serious about everybody pulling their load. And I think that was the part that bothered some people who had spent a lot of time in their career not being pushed like that.
And while there were plenty of rumors that a handful of managers didn't like Leonards' style, none were willing to go on the record. John Dillon, however, says he heard those complaints firsthand. He represents river rafting companies in the area. He doesn't work for Grand Canyon, but he works a lot with the employees there.
They're going to be slow to tell you or not tell you that as bluntly, but I think that that's the concern is I have, you know, another 10 years and I don't want to say something wrong or do something wrong or end up in the crosshairs of somebody who's on an, you know, a mission to clean house.
It's that atmosphere that may have spurred one senior official to file a complaint against Leonards. He accused her of creating a hostile work environment. She had proposed suspending him for a day after he repeatedly failed to file reports and missed a meeting. Leonards was also accused of bullying and retaliating against male managers at Grand Canyon. But the report found no evidence that Leonards created a hostile work environment, and it says she was generally liked at the park and treated men and women equally. What the report didn't address was why the National Park Service removed Leonards from her job for 5 months while the investigation was carried out. John Jarvis isn't impressed.
I would have thought this seemed a little odd.
Jarvis was the National Park Service director under Obama, and he hired Chris Leonards. He says removing a park superintendent like this is rare, and he thinks the agency overreacted.
A subordinate was claiming harassment by Chris Leonards, and I would have wanted to better understand the situation before I took that kind of action to move her out of the job.
The Park Service declined to comment on the Inspector General's report, calling it a personnel matter. The agency did not make Chris Leonards available for an interview, but said in a statement she's a talented, dedicated, and respectful executive. The agency wouldn't say when Leonards is returning to Grand Canyon. The park turned 100 years old last week, and Leonards wasn't there to celebrate. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Salt Lake City.